back with more racing action, the Keystone Racing All-Stars, with the Unlimited All-Star right now, winner of the 2011 Points Championship, Randy Adair. Beautiful 38 hot rod here. Randy, what a good season last season.
Yeah, it was good. It was very fortunate. Luck came my way. I was able to hit all the schedule, and luck was, I was able to pull it off.
Yeah, you held on over Rick Minier to get the championship this last season. What are your thoughts for this year? Repeat? What are your chances?
Well, the problem with the season's points is you get a little bit more concerned about consistency and less about winning. So this, I put one under my belt. I'm a little bit more interested in winning this year. So if I can race that way, which would mean I race a lot harder, pull it off, and great. If not, it's right now it's about winning.
All right, Randy, and if you want to tell listeners here about a little bit about your machine, tell us what you got there.
Well, basically, it's a fully hand-built chassis, except for a rear bumper and a front bumper, which I scarfed off of Teddy. We got twin 100cc Pirellas running dual Bullitt carburetors through a custom-made belt drive system, headers and so forth. Pretty much it's been balanced, blueprinted, tested, everything I know how to do. I'm getting old enough, I'm pulling 64. This is getting towards the end of my run the next few years, so I want to be the best I can be.
All right, and I'll tell you what, you have one of the coolest systems in the world to get a kart out of a trailer. Where'd that idea come from?
Really, it's self-defense. The kart weighs 275 pounds, I believe it is, or 250 pounds, and it was just getting a little heavy for my teammates here, who are all over 60. So I put in a winch system coming out the back end so I can raise and lower the kart, work on it easier, and got it where I could take the wings off and so forth. So we're ready to make it a little bit easier on ourselves.
All right, and are you familiar with Blairsville Speedway?
Oh, I'll tell you, last year we had this huge rain before the second heat, and we just couldn't believe it. There was water all over the infield here. It was like 2 inches deep, and they said, no, we're going to run. Well, they got out, and they ran that track in, and I'll tell you what, I've never been on a northern track with the kind of traction, flatness. I just loved it. I'm just hoping we have the same kind of track today, because it was just phenomenal. Phenomenal track.
And we get to come back in August again for a second run here at Blairsville.
Oh, we'll be here.
All right. Any sponsors you'd like to thank before we take off?
Well, I guess you'd have to say my company, Bear-Ann Industrial Group, because there's been a few guys. I'm the engineer, and there's been a few guys that have done the machining and a little bit of the fabricating and stuff. And so I guess I would say my company. I'm very proud about Bear-Ann Industrial Group.
All right. And that's our moment. Our featured driver this week at Blairsville, a 2011 points champion, Randy Adair. Thanks for taking some time with me.
Thank you. I appreciate the offer.
All right, thanks. And we'll be back for more racing action after this. The Unlimited All-Stars division is brought to you by the American Kart Track Promoters Association. Many of you know it as AKTPA. From cost-effective track insurance that protects your racers and spectators alike, to event planning and assistance with providing solid nationally accepted rules package, AKTPA is here for both track promoters and racers alike. More information on the AKTPA, make sure you check out AKTPA.com or give them a call at 317-501-3377. All right, it's about that time. It's time for us to get ready to kick off this Keystone Unlimited All-Stars UAS season here at Blairsville Speedway. The greatest kart show on dirt. Yes, we'll call it that here tonight. And once they get these between 40 and 70 horsepower carts cranking and rolling around here, you are in for a treat if you have never seen the Unlimited All-Stars. So make your way on up to the fence and check them out as we're getting ready to fire them up. Unlimited All-Stars, you have 90 seconds until fire. 90 seconds until you fire. Coming up for heat number one. Heat number one on the pole, last year's Rookie of the Year in the 2R, Larry Riggleman. Outside, the Triple X of Brendan Oldham. Row number two has a 77 of Todd Blosies, this year's rookie candidate. The number 99 of Mark Bergfeld on the outside of row number two, the 38 of last year's points champion, Randy Adair. That's row three. Rick Minier in the outside of that row number three in the number 22 machine there also. Rounding out the field, the number 56 of Ralph Spithaller and the 707 of Paul Deasy to round out the field. The Unlimited All-Stars, you guys should be about ready to fire. So we'll get ready and get this 2012 season underway. something we've been waiting for all year, getting underway. The greatest kart show on dirt is the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. And coming past the flag stand in turns one and two, that was last year's points champion, Randy Adair in the 38. Two-R, having some trouble on the backstretch. We'll see how they go. We'll get ready and get these guys all lined up and ready to fire. Fan favorites, pick your driver. They're going to be spin hauling at 56. Is it going to be the rookie? The 77 is left loose. Or is the beast going to be unleashed by the 2R of Larry Riggleman? We'll find out here in just a moment. We're lining them up. We're going to get them set up here. We had a couple that couldn't fire, so we're going to get these guys set up and ready to go. That's the unpredictability about building these high horsepower, loud and crazy engines. Sometimes they just don't cooperate. The 2R right now, again, Larry Riggleman, last year's Rookie of the Year on the pole, outside pole, Rick Minear in the 22. Row number two is going to have the 77 of Todd Blose. Ralph Spithauer in the 56, rounding up the field to 38. Of Randy Adair. So here we go. They're coming to take the green. Get ready, fellas. We're in for a good show. Green flag, and we're underway. Spithauer makes an early move, gets past Minear to take first place. As Todd Blose struggles in the third spot, as Spithauer moves away, heading into turns three and four. Minear in the 22 in the second spot. Blose set a flag in the second. They will be open the doors for last year's points champion. As we continue on here, laps winding down, Spithauer takes a commanding lead over the field as the 38 of Randy Adair takes the second spot from Adair in the third spot, and Todd Blose in fourth. Last year's Rookie of the Year, Larry Riggleman, rounding out the field, coming through three and four once again. The 56 of Spithauer, followed by Randy Adair. And the challenge for the third spot as Minear takes that in that twin F200 machine. As we're about ready to get a lap here, Spithauer still leading by Adair. Minear and Blose at the top four. Riggleman in the fifth spot. We had three not start this first team. Coming out of three and four right now, and Spithauer followed by Adair. As Blose makes a move on Minear, Minear takes that spot, but Blose goes high, coming out of one and two. Spithauer still with a commanding lead, probably about a six-cart lead. Over Randy Adair, the 38 coming into three and four. The battle is heading for third spot. As Blose finally made his way past Minear to take that third spot away. Adair's closing up quickly on Spithauer. Three and four. Spithauer still the lead. 48 close up there with his two-cart right at the line. Laps are winding down. Does Adair have enough time to get in there? Does the points champion have enough to take the first heat of 2012? We'll see. Here in three and four. Look at the inside at the line. Spithauer still holds on. One more circuit to go. The battle is at the front. Spithauer holding on. We'll see if Adair's got anything through three and four. Under three and four. He looks short. And Spithauer takes the first heat, followed by Randy Adair in second. Coming out of three and four right now. The number 77 of Todd Blose to take the third spot. Rick Minear in the 22, taking number four spot. And Larry Riggleman rounding out the field. What a great first heat for the 2012 KUS Unlimited All-Stars. And one of the big sponsors is Bergfeld Racing Enterprise, also known as BRE Small Engines. They've been serving these at Carter since 1978. If you need everything from kids' carts, the largest two and four cycle race engines, Bergfeld Racing can help you out with that. They have those bumpers. The Bergfeld bumper is one of the coolest aftermarket bumpers for karting, wedge bodies, dually hubs, and much more. You'll see a lot of that stuff out here on the track today. Check them out at BurtFeltRacing.com, national home of the Unlimited All-Stars. Also, Weebly, the official website provider of the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. As we start sending them back out on the track, ready for more great racing action here at Blairsville Speedway. Crank up those high horsepower hogs. We're ready to have some fun here. On the pole for the second, he's the 707 of Paul Deasy. Outside row number one is the 56 of Ralph Spithaller, the last heat winner. The second row leads off with Rick Minier, the number 22 on the inside. Outside the 38 of Randy Adair. Row number three, the number 99 of Mark Bergfeldt. Outside of row number three is the number 77 of Todd Bloss, the triple X of Brendan Oldham in row number four, and rounding out the field, Larry Riggleman in the 2R. That helped a lot. Oh man, can you hear those high horsepower two strokes and those four bangers in there just pumping along? We're in for a great show, the greatest car show on dirt. Heat number two, 10 laps of pure adrenaline. It's the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. Getting the sign of one to go, one to go, one to go. We're going to get the bad boy right away. Have you picked your favorite driver yet? Who's going to win? Heat number two, Unlimited All-Stars. Paul Deasy is leading the field, heading to the line. We'll see which line he chooses to go on. Here they go! Spithaller takes the lead. Going into turns one and two, we got a spin. Caution is out. No, no caution, no caution. Flag and waves caution. We're gonna set him up one more time here and get him back underway. Spithaller takes a great move to take the lead. Going to turns one and two, but it looks like that may all be for naught. And here's something you may not understand about. This might seem a little bit strange, but if you cause a caution in the first lap, you go to the rear of the field. If you can't get that first lap done, you go to the rear. So that's why you see him the shuffle around in the order not being the same. Rick Minier going back to the back in the number 22. Twin F200 Yamaha motors on that. Seriously, folks, we're talking about a blast here. We had a chance to talk to Randy Adair earlier today about championship season and what he's got under the bonnet of that number 38. You're going to see some fun excitement. Let's do it again. Go on the inside, make a long turn. Turn number one. It's Spithaller taking the early lead, followed by the number 99, Mark Bergfeldt. Randy Adair coming in third as we come out of 3 and 4. Spithaller lines up. Number 22 spins for the second time. And heads on off the track. Spithaller leads the 56. The 38 Randy Adair in a battle for the fourth spot between the 707 of Paul Deasy, who got the position going into 3 and 4 with the triple X. Trying to hold him right on the inside. Another caution wave. Hold on. No premature cautions going on here, but we're still racing. That's enough. Number 9. caution here. Second spot is the number 38 on Randy Adair. Ralph Spittall in 56. In the third spot, followed by the 707 of Paul Deasy. The 77 of Todd Blose. The triple X of Brandon Oldham. And rounding out the field is Larry Riggleman in the 2R. As we get ready to roll a single file restart. Yeah, Burko's going to be taking them two. Burkfeld leads in the 99, followed by the 38 of Randy Adair. 56 of Ralph Spinhaller and the 707 of Paul Deasy. That's your top four as we get ready to hit the line. Unlimited All-Star action, never a dull moment here. Wind them up, wave it off. As we have our Unlimited All-Star race director over there, waving off that start. There's very, very particular rules when it comes to starts, restarts, and items like that here with the Unlimited All-Star. So, looks like that was waved off, and we have another fella coming out of the cart right now. Brendan Oldham and the Triple X gonna push off the track. As attrition seems to be getting the best of us right now. And Mark Bergfeld in the number 99 is your leader, followed by Randy Adair in the 38. Spinhaller in the 56. The 707 of Paul Deasy still out there. The 77. Larry Riggleman in the 2R. Trey Limitfield. Riggleman, he is experimenting with a new motor and setup here today. First time out. And really, trying to see how it make it work and stuff like that. So a lot of tuning, a lot of Black Five, we're back racing. And Burkfield gets held up by the slower Riggleman. And Spinhaller takes advantage going into one and two. Now we're out of three and four with Spinhaller in the lead. And the 707 Paul Deasy in the fourth spot. Todd Blose in fifth. Riggleman bringing the field around as we take to the line. Spinhaller takes the second, he's followed by Burkfeld. Battle for third, goes to Adair. And the 707, Paul Deasy, fourth. Todd Blose in the 77 is fifth, and Larry Riggleman in the 2R, rounding out the field. And there you go, there is heat number two with those Unlimited All-Stars.
Okay, before we get back to racing action here at Blairsville Speedway, I'd like to take a moment to go ahead and call it the trackside chat with those folks who are at the track, who put on the great shows, who set up the facilities and do all sorts of great stuff for us to come down and other racers to come down and check out a great show. And Stan Cousins with me right now down here from Blairsville. And Stan, how's it going?
Well, so far so good for our first night. I think everything's pretty good.
Hey, you can't ask for too much more than that. The weather held off, and it looks like we're in for a great final set of shows here.
Yeah, I think the feature events would be pretty exciting. We got a lot of cars here tonight. We got a lot of drivers. We're really enjoying the Keystone All-Stars. We'd like to have them back here more often if we could.
Well, we'll be back on August the 19th with those All-Star muscle carts to race around your track one more time. And a beautiful surface. I'll tell you what, it is like glass reflecting off of there. That is nice today. Big hands to your big props to your workers out here.
Well, we have the track just a little too wet tonight, but I mean, it's smooth. The carts are, everybody's fast. I mean, for our first week, I think we're doing okay here. We've still got a lot of work we want to do around the facility. We're going to get new lighting put in. We just got a lot to do. It was only a month ago that we decided to take the track over so it wouldn't close down. So we've been out here, I don't know, endless hours. Just everybody's pitching in, and it's really made a big difference.
Well, your hard work is certainly paying off by what we've seen for the first two runs of heats here, and can't wait for the features to get started. For somebody who may not have come down to Blairsville before, what kind of sets your track apart?
Well, I mean, the track is, we got good clay on the track. The track just seems to be the right size track for go-kart racing. You can run two wide, three wide. And it's just a great facility. I mean, we have a good family environment here. We have $5 general admission. If you bring a whole carload, you know, you can park up on the back straightaway, bring a lawn chair, and you can just sit there on the hill and enjoy the racing.
Excellent. There are a few people parked up on the backstretch there. And I'll tell you what, you have a lot of stuff going on. I was checking your schedule. Why don't you tell listeners a little bit about what you have on the way?
Well, one of the big things we wanted to do in the Western PA area was to get the Champ Carts, which is the cage cart series, started here. So next weekend, we're going to have a special show. We're going to have 100 to win for the junior champs, senior champs, and the Champ 2, which is a 10 to 12-year-old kids. Memorial Day weekend, be a good weekend to come out. We're going to have a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be all Champ Kart racing, plus the senior medium division. You know, we got free camping here at the track. Feel free to stay overnight and just hang out. We're going to build a big campfire and just let the kids play and have a good time.
All right, sounds great. Lots of stuff on the way. And a great future on the way here at Blairsville, a great place to come out and check out. Bring your family down. Everyone has been super friendly and very accommodating to us All-Stars as we come down here. Well, I better let you get back to work. Anything else you'd like to touch on before we step out?
No, I'd just like to thank everybody who was here tonight, and hopefully we'll see these people back again.
All right, Stan, thanks for coming up and taking a moment with me out of your busy day, and happy racing.
Thank you very much.
Green flag, and we're underway right now. Ralph Spindler leads through 1 and 2. It's Randy Adair in the second spot. And into 3 and 4. That's number 99. And here in the fourth position, going through 1 and 2 once again. We have Ralph Spindler through 3 and 4. That is your leader, Randy Adair in the third spot. Mark Burkow, in a distant fourth as we go through 1 and 2 once again. Larry Riegelman becomes the first one to lap down. Across the line, that is Fiddle, followed by Adair, Bergfeld, and Adair. As Spindler is just making a class of his own out here, just in his own time zone. That 56 is on a roll. Battle seems to be shaping up for the second position, the 38. Randy Adair, the point leader, holding off Mark Bergfeld. So Bergfeld makes more than that. It's a fall back in the line, going into 1 and 2 and through the straightaway. They touch briefly. Going through the corner there, back to the straightaway. And your leader right now for this feature is Ralph Spindler in the number 56. Randy Adair in the 32nd. Third spot. That is going to Mark Bergfeld. He seems to be slowing on the track. 99 is slowing and it's coming off the track. 99 is off. Problems for the Bergfeld machine. Spindler is making a class of his own. Put in another personal lap down. Minier goes to the lap down. Second place. Randy Adair going into 1 and 2. There's the third position cart. Spindler is flying out here. He's about ready to lap the entire field. These unlimited All-Stars. There's the leader, Spindler. And literally an entire lap before the second place car comes back. And here comes your second place car. And the leader. Third place, Rick Minier going by right now. Spindler makes the pass to take the lead on the entire field. Go on down the backstretch into 3 and 4. Gain your leader, Spindler followed by number 38, Randy Adair, and Rick Minier in the third spot. Rolling right along here. Spindler is on a rail with a ton of power. Going through 3 and 4. He is going through a pass right here for the second time. Second place goes to number 38, Randy Adair. Third spot, Rick Minier, and the number 22. Spindler comes past the line again. Leading the field.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the sound of the leader, Ralph Spill. We're just last in the field. Second place for Randy Adair going by right now. As we continue racing action here. And Randy Adair makes the pass. They want to get the number 22. Putting him past the second time. Spitall, your leader, just took the checkered flag. Still some more racing left to do. As the remaining pack comes through there, second place for Randy Adair, number 22, of Brooklyn Air, in the third position. That Spitaller is stopping right now to pick up the checkered flag. He'll take a victory lap in his Keystone Unlimited All-Star Muscle Cart win here at Blairsville. A great way to open the season 2012. Exciting racing action. If you like what you saw, we'll be back on the 19th with more of these Unlimited All-Stars Muscle Carts here at Blairsville Speedway. If you can't get enough of Muscle Cart action, make sure you check us out on the 20th. We'll be up at Slippery Rock Speedway on May the 20th.